Teacher and Student, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. License for Sex, by Nils Copenhagen. I will always hate my older sister's boyfriend, Holger, for what he did that night. However, he was indirectly responsible for me having my first sexual experience. I was 18 and had passed my driver's test that day. My sisters had a party to go to in the evening, and, for one reason or another, there were 8 girls and only 3 boys. They were all aged between 25 and 30, considerably older than me. The week before, I told Holger that I was still a virgin. Yes, I fumbled around with a couple of girls from school, but it never got any further than a little petting, a little squeezing of tits, and a finger in the pussy. One of them had wanked me off until I came, but when the sperm suddenly shot out over her fingers, she exclaimed, "Ugh, that's disgusting." Not exactly encouraging. Well, I came down into the living room where everyone was sitting. Holger looked wasted. "Look who's coming," he arrogantly said. "He's just passed his driver's test, but hasn't got his woman driving license yet. Philip, the virgin of the family." "Philip, that's me." I felt the embarrassment build up in my cheeks. Jesus Christ, I'm only 18. Awkward and sensitive like most teenagers. But I received sympathy from the other people at the party, all of whom were on my side. One of my sister's friends, Karina, a slightly large, red-headed and quite beautiful woman, told Holger that he was a first-class asshole. After that, they were so considerate that they didn't say anything to me. Later in the evening, Karina came up to me and asked if I would give her a lift home. She had to be at work early the next morning, even though it was Sunday. She was a nurse. I agreed, of course, an excuse to be able to drive my older sister's car. She had no problem lending it to me as I was driving one of her friends home. We got in the car. Karina's short skirt rode up her thighs, and I caught a glimpse of the edge of the black panties she was wearing. I accidentally glanced at her knees, causing me to put the car into fourth gear. "Sorry," I said, but Karina just stretched out a hand and placed it on my thigh. She said that I should just take it easy, and left her hand there, where it was, high up on my thigh and dangerously close to my dick. "Is it actually true that you've never been with a girl?" she asked. "Yes," I admitted. "The whole town probably knows by now, thanks to Holger." "Holger's an idiot. Your sister's too good for him," she said. She told me where I would drive until we arrived, a quite large car park in front of some apartment blocks. But suddenly she leaned into me. "The issue of you being a virgin, shouldn't we do something about it?" she asked seductively, laying her hand on my flies. I didn't know what to say, nor did I get a chance to, as she turned my face towards her and started kissing me. I'd kissed girls before, but clearly wasn't very good at it. She pulled away, looked me straight in the eyes and said, without any sense of scorn, "You've definitely got a lot to learn." As quick as a flash, she pulled her blouse over her head and then helped me to do the same with my shirt. The car park was completely enveloped in darkness. Only the few street lights gave illumination to the scene. In the soft light, I could clearly see her large breasts under the black lace bra she was wearing. I reached for her puppies with both hands the best I could, given the confines of